Zeb King, incumbent, zebking.ca, facebook.com/zeb.king.90, twitter.com/zeblinkingare. You associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? My wife and I live in the Brentwood Bay portion of Central Saanich, not far from where my grandparents lived, Moodyville. My grandmother was very active in the community and ran for council in 1970. She also helped establish the well-loved Seniors Center. I went to school at Mount Newton, Royal Oak, and Claremont. I lived with my grandparents while completing my bachelor's degree at UVic, and again to complete my Master of Public Administration degree after I returned from teaching English in South Korea. What is your occupation, and for how long? I worked for 13 years in the BC Public Service as a policy analyst in Health Human Resources. In 2020, I decided to dedicate my attention to a doctoral degree. I have now completed candidacy exams and have become a field researcher in pursuit of my dissertation. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. First elected in 2002, I promoted better transit and got results, including service into Sayouten expansion, getting the new rapid transit bus stop on Highway 17 and Mount Newton, and a recently successful resolution supported by all municipalities calling on the province to expand fare-free transit to children 13 and under. Reducing transportation costs goes hand in hand with tackling the climate crisis. I led the council to declare a climate emergency and a science-based climate leadership plan. I initiated Tree Appreciation Day, and steadfastly defended farmland and the urban containment boundary while promoting needed housing inside the boundary. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I'm dedicated to helping the planet and people. It's immensely fulfilling to work with others for a healthy, caring, age-friendly, safe and affordable community to live, walk, boat and ride in. I know that 7 members of council don't have all the answers to the challenges we face today. What puts fire in my belly is the need to resolve these challenges and the realization that collective solution-making creates success. There are still more challenges such as climate change, the pandemic, lack of affordability, and multiple housing needs, so we must keep working together. What are your top 3 issues? A relentless effort to stop pollution causing climate change continues to be a major focus. Equally important is the need to help people, food systems and businesses prepare for heat domes, flooding and more. Inclusive housing inside the development containment areas for all ages, backgrounds, and abilities is an issue I will continue to champion while enhancing our quality of life with healthy food, more sidewalks, trails and pathways. Working with seniors on our recently received Age-Friendly Communities grant and pending next steps will have benefits for all ages and abilities, and I'm proud to have led this initiative. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? My vision is for an age-friendly Central Saanich that continues to maintain deep agricultural and rural roots while meeting the needs of everyone. It's a community that works toward Indigenous reconciliation, kindly welcomes new people, and balances pressures to do it all, with a culture of civic-minded, collaborative solution-making that builds and maintains our quality of life. It's a community that won't let ideas of the perfect be the enemy of the good, and still strives for better. It's a community where we respectfully, and collectively, care for the planet while we actively seek social justice for others. While this is my vision, I always keep an open door to dialogue to learn from others and be flexible to new information. What's one big idea you have for your community? Implementation of today's Central Saanich oil to heat pump financing program with 0% interest, which I've long advocated for, exemplifies how municipalities can help residents and businesses transition to cleaner, more prosperous solutions that help address climate change. One of my big ideas is for Central Saanich to continue leading us to a decarbonized future where we collectively help finance the production of renewable energy from homes and businesses, such as geothermal energy from Keating, with a spin-off benefit of generating employment and savings for families. The more we help each other reduce costs by transitioning to renewable energy and efficiency, the more we will all benefit as a community.